It's the butterfly effect. It gives us the ability to tap into a deeper sense of purpose and motivation. Because when you're driven by a desire to give back, to make a difference, to leave the world around you, or at least the people that you touch, better than you found them, you'll find a level of motivation that literally cannot be matched. Hello, my loves, and welcome to the Purposeful Lifestyle Development Podcast, where we discuss all things thought work and manifestation, but we use neuroscience and the study of the brain to do so. I'm your host, Tessa Spizak. I'm a board-certified practitioner, master life and health coach, and seasoned executive speaker. If you're ready to create your highest value lifestyle and turn your dream life into a reality, you're in the right place. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello, hello, my loves, and welcome in to this week's episode here on the Purposeful Lifestyle Development Podcast. Whether you tune in every single week or are brand new to our community, I am so happy that you chose to click on this episode today, because I really think this will be my favorite episode yet. I am sharing with you my secret to getting everything you want, and not in a corny, clickbait, magical thinking kind of way, literally how to change your brain to give you a huge sense of power, of impact, motivation, and honestly, just crazy energy towards your goals and the things that you want out of this life. And to do so, I need you to think through something with me. For us to have this conversation, we have to come with the understanding that everything we do is an energetic exchange. Every action we do, every action we take is a give and take from the moment you roll out of bed to the moment you go to sleep. We have a why for literally all of our actions, even if we don't think about it in that sense. Literally, let's start early. First thing, you get up, make your coffee, your matcha, whatever, or you run through Starbucks or Dunkin' in the same way every morning. Why? Because you like it. Because maybe the caffeine makes you alert, or you like the treat in the morning, it makes you feel good. Whatever the reason is, you are exchanging your time, your energy, a few bucks in exchange for that drink and what it'll do for you. When you get up and you go for a run, or you do Pilates or a workout, why are you dedicating your time, your physical energy? Maybe you're even risking soreness or discomfort later. Why are you doing all of that to do this thing? It's because of the exchange. Yes, you give your time, your energy, your commitment, whatever, but you realize and recognize that it improves your mental health and you want to have good days. Maybe you're doing it so that you can be stronger as you get older because you don't want to feel older. You want to keep your strength. Maybe you know it makes your legs look really strong and you really enjoy seeing those results. That makes you feel good. We get all of this. We understand. So you might be asking, what's your point here? Well, my point is, I believe that we can use this same thought process and this same understanding when it comes to the challenges that we face. Because we know challenges do arise, especially when we are really going after something. We're trying to achieve something. We're trying to do something with our life, something big or something different. And when we think about everything as an energetic exchange, it really allows you to go a step above what you normally hear in personal development and mindset training and all of these places. And here's what I mean. So many people in this industry, myself included, focus a lot of time and energy on teaching people how to appropriately and successfully visualize, how to create intention and use that as a motivator for you. But when things are hard, maybe when things aren't going your way, maybe when you put in a whole lot of work and time, but there was a setback, maybe you have to start again, go a new way. The type of challenges that we know most people would either throw in the towel or at least be incredibly tempted to. Maybe you're there right now, or you can picture a time where you were feeling like your drive to do the thing was hanging on by a thread and motivation was waning. So what do we do in times like that? This is where I want you to step your game up a level. Instead of relying on what you want as your motivator, start exploring what you would do when you have the new thing. When the goal is completed, you are successful at what you are working for. How will you honor that? How will you honor all of the hard work that you put in? Whether your big dream is a business that gives you 1,000% financial freedom and all the money you could ever dream of, or maybe you are going after the most perfect, healthiest, most ideal body for you, the best level of fitness you could imagine. Maybe it's finding the relationships of your dreams, the partner, the business partner, the best friend, whatever. If you know so, so deeply what you want, the business, the money, the body, the relationships, whatever, but never finding that exact thing or not being able to get there, I have this suggestion for you. Instead of focusing on what this thing will give you, the business that gives you all the money, the body or the physical health that gives you all the confidence in the world, all the strength, or the relationship that leaves you feeling amazing day in and day out, loved and cared for, what happens if you upped your perspective to an even wider question? What will you do with that power, the influence, the fill in the blank that this new level has for you? If you want to be as healthy as you've ever been, why? What are you going to do with it? Are you doing it so that you can spend more time active with your family and loved ones and have good mobility your whole life so that your future grandkids have healthy, active grandparents? Or is it so that when you're going out with your friends, you want to be a friend to them, to be active in the conversation and what they need, rather than maybe sitting at home worried or distracted by what you're thinking about? They might be thinking about your appearance, right? Is it so the people around you have a good, healthy influence? Are you trying to help them? What's your real why here? If it is to make all the money you could ever dream of, why? Is it so that your family feels safe from struggle or financial hardship? Is it to protect those who might need your financial help? Is it that you have a charity or a cause in mind that you really want to give to or be part of? What are you going to do with it when you accomplish your goal? If you want to meet the perfect person for you, the best romantic relationship or the best business partnership, what does it mean for them? What does that relationship look like? How do you love them? How do you show up for them, support them, give to them, make their life better? Basically, my big question here is, what's your ultimate why? Not your surface level, maybe simple, more obvious why, but why is it worth it to you to put in the work? What is it worth to the people around us? How are the people that are around you benefiting from what you're doing? Thinking at this bigger scale and more broadened view can really light a fire under you like nothing else. Give you the excitement, the motivation, and the drive to keep going and keep pushing. By digging deep and uncovering your ultimate why, basically the reason behind the reason that you normally think of, you can unlock this unknown level of motivation and drive that you never knew existed. It's not just about achieving the goal itself. It's about the impact it will have on not just your life, but the life of the people you love and those around you, and sometimes even on a global scale. This starts to create a really massive sense of purpose behind what you're doing. And it's easy to get caught up in the feeling of the day-to-day struggle, the obstacles that come up in our way. We can lose sight of the bigger picture and forget why we started in the first place. But when you have a clear, concise understanding of your ultimate why, and you know what you're working towards, and it's something that truly matters to you, something that aligns with your deepest values and desires, the obstacles you face, they don't knock you down as hard. They don't zap your motivation as much. It's so much easier for our brains to see them as opportunities for learning, for growth in this area. They really become more like challenges that you're excited to overcome because you know that the reward on the other side is so worth it, so sweet, and so great. And think about it. What would it mean for you to achieve your biggest dream? How would it change your life? How would it impact your loved ones? What would it mean for your future? When you tap into this ultimate why, you'll find that it's not just about you. It's about something bigger than yourself. And that's where the magic happens. When you're driven by something bigger than you, you'll have this sense of newfound energy and determination that will literally feel like it is propelling you forward, propelling your effort forward. You'll be willing to put in the work, to push through the tough times, the hard times, scary times, and just keep going, even if it feels like the odds are against you. Your ultimate why really is like the fuel that keeps you going, even when you're tired, scared, or when you're not sure if it's worth it or if you can do it. It's the reminder that what you're working on is bigger than you. It's all about the impact that it can have around you, whether the whole world or just the little bubble of the people closest to you. This is what changes the game. And you know, especially if you tune in regularly, that I come with facts. I come with the receipts here. Everything I say on this podcast is backed up in neuroscience, unless I specifically tell you, this is my opinion, this is my theory, this is what I think. But even then, it's still backed by neuroscientific theory. So let's talk about the science. When we are actively doing something, we're engaged in something that's bigger than ourselves, we know that it gives us a stronger sense of purpose and meaning, which then energizes us to take the action towards that thing. And this is because we recognize that our efforts are part of a larger energetic exchange that goes beyond our own personal gain and really does contribute to something even greater. We are social animals, and we have evolved to thrive in groups. Being part of a community not only gives us that sense of purpose and meaning, but it also activates, which I always talk about, the reward center of our brain, which y'all know is a pillar of the way that I coach. Understanding how to activate and use these reward centers and systems in our brain, they release dopamine and other feel-good chemicals, which makes it easier, which makes our life feel better. So let me give you some of the facts. It's first a dopamine release. When we work towards our larger goal or our cause or whatever it is that we're doing, when we're doing the work, our brain releases dopamine, which, as we know, is a neurotransmitter that's associated with pleasure, with reward, and that release of dopamine motivates us to continue to pursue that goal. And it can really lead to a sense of just overall satisfaction and accomplishment even before we achieve it, just that we're moving in that direction. Also, it's social connection. Humans have a strong need for social connection and belonging. When we feel connected to others and we feel like we're part of a group, that also activates the reward centers of our brain. It really increases our motivation and our drive. Third is altruism. Research has shown that engaging in altruistic behavior, and that just means it's helping others without expecting anything in return, it activates, again, those reward centers in the brain. So all of this really suggests that our brains are actually wired this way to reward us to contributing to something bigger than us. We know it gives us that sense of purpose. That's what we've been talking about. Having that sense of purpose and meaning in life is associated, as we know, better mental health and better well-being. When we feel like we're part of something bigger than ourselves, it gives us that sense of purpose and direction, which, as I've repeated 15 times, increases our motivation and drive. So overall, what this is saying is neuroscience and the study of the brain really suggests that humans are wired to be motivated and driven by the greater good, whether it's contributing to a cause, working towards your goal, being part of the community, creating a community or a business that does well for others. Our brains reward us for these things. I mean, that's how I feel about this podcast and why I do it. I know it takes a lot of time. It does take a good amount of mental energy to plan them out, to double check my facts, get stats, take time to edit, put the show notes together, all the things. And yes, it does make me a better coach. It makes me a better public speaker. It makes me explore topics more deeply and make sure that I understand them well enough to teach. Little side note here, one of my favorite lessons was Einstein, I believe, who said, if you can't explain it to a six-year-old, then you don't know it well enough. And obviously, I don't talk on this podcast in a way that a six-year-old would understand. That's not what I'm getting at here. But that is a practice that I use when I learn something new, is to be able to explain it that way. But all of these things are beside the point. Yes, it does benefit me. It makes me a better coach, a better public speaker. My research gets better. I learn and speak on hard topics in an interesting way. All of these things are true. But that's not what actually motivates me to get up and do the work every day. Did it motivate me to start? Yeah, of course, for real. Full transparency, yes. It's like, this is going to make me so much better. I'm going to have proof of my coaching and my speaking, and it'll help me meet more people and get new public speaking gigs when they can hear how I talk on a regular basis. Yeah. But that's not why I keep showing up. It's because my clients and my patients, they use it as supplementary coaching. I talk about topics that they want to hear about, that they talk to me about, that support them. Now, on this podcast, we're on episode 60-something now, I have thousands of listeners every week from literally so many countries, a few that I don't think I even knew about before I saw it. And I mean, okay, just one little second. Give me one second for a little baby shout out. When I do my downloads, I see my first downloads outside of the US are always from Australia, Malta, UK, Germany, New Zealand. I even think I have like four or so listeners in Kazakhstan. I mean, unless there's one person who travels all over the country and re-listening in different cities, but that's incredible to me. I've never spoken that I know of to someone from so far away, right? I don't talk to anyone who lives in Kazakhstan. You know, I don't know anyone in Malta. And that's so exciting. That feels so good that I could connect with people that in real life, I would never get the opportunity to meet or to help or to connect with. So sometimes when I'm kind of procrastinating or I'm busy or I'm tired or just not feeling creative or whatever my excuse could be, this is where I find my motivation. I think about my patients and my clients that I know listen in and talk to me about it, you know, in our sessions. I think about all the people who are in totally different parts of the world than me, who maybe really connect with the way that I explain things and the fact that they might rely on me a bit. I can see in my metrics that there are certain people in certain cities. I know y'all tune in every week, and that's where I get my motivation is you guys. The fact that, yeah, it's good practice for me and it makes me better and I research and I learn. In the moment that, you know, if I'm really feeling demotivated, I don't want to do it, whatever, that's what does it. Now, let me give you some other examples to think through. These are things that you've probably been through, could be through in your life, right? So say you are donating your kindness, or you are volunteering for a cause you believe in. You might not, and actually probably won't, receive any immediate tangible rewards or any physical things that benefit you. We typically don't get paid to donate our time and volunteer. You certainly don't get anything just for being polite and being kind and doing these things. There is no physical exchange of goods, but you do feel a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. And that's what energizes you and motivates you to keep it up and do it again. This is because we, on whatever level of consciousness, as humans, recognize that our actions are part of an energetic exchange that contributes to the greater good. Research in neuroscience even shows us proof of this under a brain scan, that this activates the reward center of our brain, which releases the dopamine and other feel-good neurotransmitters that boost our mood, increase our motivation. This is why things like simple acts of kindness or volunteer work, they're so energizing and fulfilling. Man, if you are ever down, literally just go be nice to someone on the trail, in the line at the store, whatever. It really makes you feel better. Or if we are pursuing our goals that are aligned with our values and that contribute to that greater good, we often feel a greater sense of purpose, a greater sense of meaning in our lives, which in turn, you see the cycle here, it energizes us. It motivates us to take action and continue to take that action. And this is because, my loves, we recognize our efforts are part of an energetic exchange that goes beyond us and our own personal gain, and it contributes to something greater. So when we think of everything as an energetic exchange, when we can easily see that the actions we choose have the power to contribute to something greater than ourselves, whether it's through kindness, volunteering, pursuing our goals, starting that business, or really anything else, it's the butterfly effect. It gives us the ability to tap into a deeper sense of purpose and motivation. So shift your perspective away from just your goal. Instead, start to focus on the impact it'll have. Go deeper. Don't just think about your gain. Think about what you'll give. Because when you're driven by a desire to give back, to make a difference, to leave the world around you or at least the people that you touch better than you found them, you'll find a level of motivation that literally cannot be matched. So I challenge you, this is my homework for you this week. Dig deep and uncover your ultimate why. Ask yourself what you are really working towards here beyond the surface level goals and desires. Think about the impact you want to have on the world, maybe the legacy you want to leave behind. When you have that clear and concise understanding of your ultimate why, I promise you, you'll be unstoppable. Remember, everything we engage in is an energetic exchange. Every action we take is a give and take. And when we approach our goals and the things we want with that clear understanding of our ultimate why, it gives us the power to achieve anything we set our minds to. So keep pushing, keep striving, keep thriving, and never give up on your dreams. My loves, your ultimate goal is waiting for you, and it is worth every bit of effort and dedication you put into it. I am here to help you, whether it's one-on-one or just listening here on the podcast. I love you. I'm here for you. If you need more from me, you know where to go. You know the drill. www.purposefullifestyledevelopment.com. You can message me on my socials. I'm either Coach Tessa or Coach Tessa PLD. Very, very easy to find. You got this, and win this week. But all right, my loves, that's where I'll leave us today. I want to thank you so much for joining in on this conversation with me. And each week, every Monday, we're going to be posting a new episode, going a little bit deeper into the conversation of what you can do to train your brain on purpose to really allow for the lifestyle that you want to live. Until next time, my loves, in the meantime, here's to your health and your happiness.